Okay, today's daf is daf Chof Tes, and I'd like to dedicate the daf to the Nishmat Safti, which is the today's her yard site. Fega Golda Bas Rav Shevto. So we're up to daf Chof Tes. We've gone through the various things, the pattern of things in which the specific element is more than the entire thing, and we got up to the getting back to the beginning of the sugya. Getting back to the beginning of the sugya was the question of how could you mix up the sun and the moon, because the moon comes up in a way in which there's a shaft of light and the sun scatters its light, and therefore because of that we went already through these other things in which a little bit of a shaft is more chomer than the entirety and so on. But we got back now to the opening of the sukkah, which leads us to Purim. Of course it doesn't really lead us to Purim, it just leads us to discussing Ayelet HaShachar, which is the way in which the moon, in which the sun rises. It's only a coincidence that Yom Kippurim discusses the elements of Esther and Purim here and so on. But in any event, Om Rebbe Avu, my time in the Rebbe, where is there a mocker in the Torah for Rebbe's assertion that we would be able to see the difference that the sun, actually, when it rises, it spreads, and therefore we know that it's a sunrise? Dechtiv lamnatzeach al ayelet hashachar. Since it says in the Tehillah, which we know that Esther said, the Tehillah is full of references of Esther's tefillah as she came in to Achashverosh, and it's introduced with the words Lamnatzeach al ayelet hashachar. So ma ayala zo, what is the connection to a shachar and to the ayala? What is it? I think a gazelle is the way they generally translate ayala. What connection is there between a gazelle and the shachar? Ma ayala zo karnea mapsilot lekan ulekan, the same way that the horns spread out of an ayala, at least of the male, as Rashi says, so too does the dawn spread. It goes in all directions, and that's exactly what Rebbe was saying yesterday, that the sun would not be similar to the moonrise. Om Rebbe Ezera, now that you bring it up, why indeed is the Tehillah that describes Esther call itself Ayelet HaShachar? Lama nimshala Esther la'ayala? What was so unique about Esther that she should be called a gazelle? Lomar lecha ma ayala zo rachmat tsar v'chaviva ba'ala kol sha'ah v'sha'ah ki sha'ah rishona af Esther hayta chaviva l'achashverosh kol sha'ah v'sha'ah ki sha'ah rishona. Just as we know that the ayala, I don't know who knows this, but the Gemara knows this, has a very tight vagina, and therefore the male is satisfied with her at all times. She doesn't become now loosened and spread out to detract from the male's ayal's pleasure. So too was Esther's relationship to Achashverosh, a relationship that it was always renewed, always fresh, and you would always find in her. We found this also, Lagabi, the other elements of Esther, that Bikesh Litom Tam Bitulab Vitam Tam Bulatam. He found in her whatever it is that he was looking for. And so Esther, in that sense, was an Ayala. Om Revasi, Lama Nimshala Esther Leshachar. Why? You've explained why Esther is an Ayala, but you haven't explained why Esther is Ayelet HaShachar. Lomar lecha ma shachar sof kal halayla, af Esther sof kal hanisim. And just like dawn is the end of the night, so too Esther Purim was the end of the nighttime period of miracles. Hay v'ayika Chanukah, wasn't Chanukah a miracle? Well, I'm talking about kol hanisim that were nitna likatevka amrina, miracles that can show up in the ketuvim. And that was the end of that period. Chanukah, of course, has no Megillah associated with it. But Einich Laman Yomra Esther Nidna Likatev, we know that there's a machlok at the Masechet Megillah, whether actually Megillat Esther is considered to be one of the Ketuvim, and it's really meant to be written, or whether what? There's a machlokas, many different shitas, or whether what. Some learn it's vada nitna likatev, that's for sure. The only question is, does it have the din of ketuvim in terms of its being nichtava b'ruach ha-kodesh? In which case it would be metame et ayadayim, and so on and so forth. Others learn nitna likatev means, is it mutter to write it as part of Torah Shebal Peh, as part of Torah Shebiktav, which means the writer, or is it nitna likatev only mirabonim, because mi'ikra din, it only has a halacha of Torah Shebal Peh. Or does it mean lo nitna likatev, that you have to learn it Baal Peh and say it over Baal Peh? Which of course is not kosher for Kriyat HaMegillah, but that's how Rashi learns it. But in any event, if you don't learn that Miikra didn't has a din of ketuvim, and it wasn't nitna likatev, so what's the difference really between Esther and Hanukkah, that we should say that one is considered to be seif kol hanisim, even though the other Hanukkah was still going to come? Mandiyomar Esther lo nitna likatev, ma'ikel amimar. Oh, that Mandiyomar will say that the meaning of Ayelat HaShachar, the Shachar element, is this. The idea over here is that forget about the comparison now that we made before, but rather what it's coming to tell me is shachar, not in the sense of dawn, shachar in the sense of the, you know, we play on words, tefilata shacharit, is the shachar that is done at the shachar, correct? Shachar l'shacher means to pray.
Oh yeah,
of course. Shachar pnei
Elyon. To pray.
Pray. Another word for tefillah is shachar. So tefillah shacharit is shachar shel shacharit. So we term it in terms of the shachar. So over here, when we say ayelat shachar, we're talking about the expression of tefillah, which person is mishacher, means he begs and he speaks again and again. So that means tvilatan shel tzadikim, which is ashacharecha, boker ashacharecha, I will pray to you in the morning. So the shachar of tzadikim is nimshla ka'ayala. In what sense? Lo malacha ma'ayala zo, kozman shemigadelet, karnea mavtzilot. As the gazelle grows, so too grow the horns in all different directions, spread like the antelope. So av tzadikim kozman shemarbim b'tvilah, tvilat anishmaat. So too does the tvilah of tzadikim, which is the getter of shachar, again and again and again, and not to give up. The tvilah is pale in all types of ways that it's nishmaat. Each time the tvilah comes, you should never think that the tvilah, you say it and it's over. It grows, it continuously grows, it develops. Could also be. It also could be. But then it says of a nishmat is the way in which it's mekubelet. Marbim tefillah, tefillah nishmat. No, it requires a tzaddik to be able to be mispallel in that fashion. I agree with you. There's no question that it means that the presentation of the tefillah is that it has all types of different expressions and directions. Shachatu et hatamid. Now let's take a look at the Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah the way the Gemara ends up explaining it. But let's look at the Mishnah from the point of view of a naive reader. He's reading the Mishnah. The Mishnah explains, why do we need all of this? Because one time it happened that they mistook the moon for the sun, shechted the tamid, had to take the tamid out to burn, and they took the going down to the Beit HaTfilah. Sounds like it's all one story, which would mean that it's on Yom Kippur. I mean, otherwise, why were they taking the Kohen Gadol down to the Beit HaTfilah? So, ask the Gemara, when exactly did this story happen? That they shechted the Tamid wrongly, because it was still night, had to take the Tamid out to burn and bring another Tamid, and meanwhile, they brought the Kohen Gadol down? Is this B'Shar Yimot HaShana? What? Is this talking about Stam on a day during the year? Lo sagid laf kohen gadol? What do we need a kohen gadol? Wouldn't it be good enough not to have a kohen gadol? Well, how could it be talking about Stam, a regular Monday? I mean, what is this referring to? Ella, what? It was a maisa that happened on Yom Kippur. Then on Yom Kippur, they shechted the tamid early, and took the tamid out of the Beit HaTefillah. First of all, it couldn't happen on Yom Kippur because the moon doesn't rise on Yom Kippur in the east. So Yom Kippur, Moral of Anaya, what, around dawn you're going to have the rising moon on Yom Kippur time. You would only find such a thing at the end of the month. So Moral of Anaya, Miika. You're right. Of course, there's two separate issues in the Mishnah, two separate stories. But Yom Kippurim, if it was Yom Kippur, and we go back now to the story, Ki Omar Barak Bar Kai, so getting back to the story of Omar Lema Mamuna, go see, and he cried out, Bar Kai, at the moment that he said, Bar Kai, Horidu Kohen Gadol LeBeit HaTefillah. That was now a little bit of a parenthetical comment in the Mishnah. And why did they need all of this? They needed it because of the Maisa that happened once that they burned the Talmid, end parentheses. Now back to Seder Yuma. On Yom Kippurim, the application of the moment of the cry of Bar Kai would be to take the Kohen Gadol down to the Beit HaTefillah. Tani Avudah Rabbi Yehuda. Don't think that the only problem that you would have was a Korban Talmid. That was a behema. Lozu bilvad amru, that if it was shechted at night, that we would have had to take it out the Beit HaTefillah. La'af melikata'o, you should know that melika of a bird has the same din as shechita, and it would be possible at night. You'd have to bring now anolata'ov, rochatata'ov again, because this one is possible. But the biggest chiddush is that even a kmitza of a mincha that you did at night, you'd have to burn the mincha. Now that's a big chiddush. It's a bishlema olata'of. Understand? Once the bird is nimlaka, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put a little birdie together again. So my dava having, but a comet, what's the problem with a comet? You took out the comets. You weren't makriv yet. Now you realize that it's still night. Put the comets back into the kli and take the comets out again. Well, I mean, you said that there's a difference between things that you can't fix and things that you can fix. Lechera, this is a thing that you can fix. So Nahadra, we'll see. Nahadra, put it back in. Unahader v'nikmitza b'yamama. And then redo the kmitza in the daytime. So obviously, what is he thinking, the Tana that's asking this? He's thinking that since Batsib it was night, and you only put the comets into the kli at night, a kli sharet will not be makadesh the mincha, kedusha taguf, to become posel. Shalom Bismano. So since it really wasn't the time for it, so it never had Kedusha Taguf. It only had the Kedusha that it belonged to Hekdesh. So, okay, so put it back and redo it. Obviously, the Tana understood, the Mandi Omer here that's asking understood that if it would have been Mekudesh Bekli, there'd be no way to put it back in now. Because now the whole thing would be puzzled. These would be shirayim. You can't mix shirayim with the comets. The comets was nifsal now in the, by the daylight, by sunrise. Of course, there'd be nothing to do. But his hamamina is that a kli sharet wouldn't have brought kedusha taguf to the mincha in the middle of the night. Hu tani lavu amarla. So he said over this braita, and he said on his own, you know what? Obviously, what the Tana is teaching us is that kli sharet mekachina filo shelo bizmano. It must be that even though I put the mincha into the kli, thinking it was the daytime, it was really the nighttime, nonetheless it became kodesh b'kedushat haguf. There's no way to put now the comets, which now has a real din of a comets because it was inside of a kli sharet, and put it back in to shirayim, which now have a real din of shirayim, because they were kodesh b'kedushat haguf at the time that we took out the comets. Obviously, there's no way to undo that any more than you could undo the shechita or the malika. Meitzvah. To which we ask, is that really the case? Is something which is put into a kli at the wrong time, does it actually get kedushat haguf? Look what it says here in the bright. Zeakla. Kol hakarev bayom, kadosh bayom. Anything whose zman for hakrova is during the day can only be kadosh in a day. The chol hakarev balayla, the correct girsa is, kol hakarev balayla, kadosh bein bayom u bein balayla. Those things that could be brought even at night, For instance, you can bring Minchat Netzachim. You can bring that even at night. Remember, we learned from the extra Netzachia Bayom, Netzachia Balayla, Avrafilu Achrei Kama Yomim. So those things that can be brought even at night can be Mekabel Kedusha Sakli Bein Bayom Ubein Balayla. Now, the first part is what's important to us. Katani Miad, it says here very clearly, Kol HaKorev Bayom, whatever is being brought in the day, can be mikudash bayom, and that means only bayom. I mean, obviously, that's the whole point of this here, that it's bayom in balayla lo. The kedusha can only be chal in the daytime. You're claiming that the kedusha was chal on this mincha during the night, and because of that, there's no way to fix it, and now you have to go out and burn it. Why is that? It contradicts what it says here. Says the Gemara, well, it's not necessarily such a big contradiction. We have seen many times that there's two levels of Kedushat Kli. There's Kedushat Kli, correct Kedushat Kli, which makes something Kodesh to be brought on the Mizbeach. There's Kedushat Kli, which makes something Kodesh enough to be messed up, which is Kodesh Li Pasel. So there may be two completely different things. Kodesh Li Pasel Enochinami. It's Kodesh enough to have a Kedushat HaGuf that you can't simply ignore the fact that it was done by Yisrael and now you have to burn it. But that doesn't mean that it's wrong to say that Kol HaKorev Bayom requires proper Kedushat HaKli in a Kli Bayom. That could also be true. So Dilma Eino Kadosh Li Karev Havo Kadosh Li Pasel. And since over here what we're talking about is Kodesh Li Pasel would mean any psul. To be possible Yotzei, or to be possible Lina, or to be possible Tful Yom, and so on and so forth. All of those very important things that are chal specifically on things that have Kedush Zagul. So over here, the Kmitza that was done during the night, indeed will now become possible Lina, will have created perhaps Shirayim, if that's a psul. Rashi learns that the main psul over here would be that what was Kaddish became possible Lina. Because L'chayr, in order to create the din of Shirayim, you need to have Kibitz Bekashus. But whatever it is, once it's Kodesh B'Kedushas HaGuf B'Layla, becomes possible Lina. If I didn't bring it up properly, I can't use it anymore. Mamela, there's no contradiction between the original Braita and between the Sugi and Temura. Mosif Rebbe Zera, to which Rebbe Zera asks a very interesting question. Suppose a Kohen, instead of bringing the Lechem HaPanim and the Bezichim on Shabbos, maybe it wasn't available. We got hold now of new Lechem HaPanim and Levena on Sunday. He goes in on Sunday after Shabbos. He's Mesader the Lechem and the Bezichim Achra Shabbos. He waits now until Shabbos, the coming Shabbos, which is the normal thing to do. Normally you would wait from one Shabbos to the next. Now the problem is that Lechem that hasn't been on the Shulchan from one Shabbos to the next is not kosher yet, likorev, it's b'chusar zman. It's not yet ready, needs to be on the eighth day from its sidur. But he didn't do the sidur correctly on Shabbos. But he thought, comes the next Shabbos, you can go ahead, and you can now act that it's exactly the same as if I was misadur at bismana on Shabbos, even though he wasn't.
So is this trying to say should wait until the next Shabbos?
Yeah, whatever. What he did wasn't masher. So what happens? He goes and he's mocked at the Bezichon on Shabbos. Rashi leaves out the word psula, because psula would mean that the lechem isn't kosher. The point over here is that there's nothing that would pass of the lechem either if the shulchan wasn't bekadosh at shalom bizman. So forget about the word pasul. Ketzad yaseh, what should he do? Yanichan al Shabbat haba. There's nothing to do with it now. Wait until a week from the Shabbos that came. So now you have, essentially, the Lechem will become Kodesh only on Shabbos, apparently. Then you'll take it off the Shabbos after that. And what was done, Shelo Bizmana, on Sunday, that's not a problem. Ignore that, just ignore that.
It's a week and 6 days.
But that doesn't matter. Because Afilu Amdala Shulchan Yamim Rabim Ein Bekach Klum. What's the problem? Who cares if it was there 6 days earlier? Point is, became Koresh on Shabbos, was Korev on Shabbos. Now, I mean, what's the Pshat? Ein b'kach klum. If you're telling me that a Kli Sharet will be Mekadesh Shelo Bizmano, so then that means when the Kohen put the Lechem down on Sunday, it became Kodesh. Even if you want to say it only became Kodesh Lipasel. Okay, fine. Let it become Kodesh Lipasel. It's on the Shulchan improperly. He didn't do the Siddur correctly. So it's not as if we have now Lechem that's kosher. We have Lechem that was Mekudesh on the Shulchan Shelo Bizmano, it becomes Pasul. So what now, this seems to be saying very clearly that actually Kli Sharet is not Mekadesh, evenly Pasel, Shelo Bizmano. Ein Bikach Klum. There's no problem. Why is there no problem? Omar Rava, this is a darn good question. Manda Kabosiv, Shaper Kamosiv. Look, I mean, this question is, you can't just shrug off this question. This is an excellent question. But, I mean, on the other hand, the original quote that we had on back on Ahmed Aleph, Tani Avud Rabbi Ovin, he was quoting a Brisa. Can't shrug off the Brisa either. The Brisa said that the Mincha cannot be restored. If you did the Kemet HaMincha Balayla, it's kaput. Now, what are we going to do here? We have, on the one hand, a rock that says it can't be restored, which means Kli Sharet of the Kaddish Shelo Bizmano. And we have a hard place, on the other hand, because it says that the Shulchan was not Mekadesh Lechem. Where are we going to run to? We got a real problem. I'll tell you. So, Mandekamazim Shapakamazim. The question is an excellent question. On the other hand, Avuad Rebbe Ovin, Nami Matznisa Karma, he said a great brayta, and there's really no problem. Really no problem. Because consider what the situation is when you're talking about Rebbe Ovin's brayta. Rebbe Ovin's brayta was referring to the nighttime of the next morning. That means that it's called Mechusar Zman, but it's Mechusar Zman Lebo Bayom. It's only going to be Ro'ui in another 10 minutes. That Tana holds that the problem of Mechusar Zman is Ein Laila Ein Mechusar Zman. Only Yom is Mechusar Zman. The night of the same day that something will be kosher on of the coming morning is not considered to be the psul of Mechusar Zman, and therefore is considered to be the psul of being Mekudesh and now over on Lina. Because if Laila is not called Mechusar Zman, then there's no reason that the Kli Sharet will not be Mekadesh. But once the Kli Sharet was Mekadesh and it's Laila, it will now become Pasul Belina before I'm able to bring it. And therefore there's really no contradiction between these two sources. The Menorah, where I put it on the Shulchan, over there it's Mechusar Zman, already 6 days early. 6 days is about as Mechusar Zman as you can get. Over there, the Shulchan will not be Mekadesh. But the case we had over here, the Mincha is only 10 minutes before the Zman, it'll be rain. It was just before daybreak. There will be Mekadesh, and once it's Mekadesh, it's ruined. That's the answer. Oh, ask the Gemara, wait a minute. So then the minute now the next Shabbos comes, the Lechem is going to be on the Shulchan Friday night. It's not supposed to be on the Shulchan Friday night, but it will be. So you'll say, who cares? It's Mechusar Zman. Ah, but now it's Mechusar Zman only the night before. So if Mechusar Zman the night before will become Kodesh Friday night on the Shulchan, it will now be Pasul Belina before it gets a chance to be on the Shulchan properly. So at this point it should have the same din as the Mincha. So what are you helping me now? It's a very nice pshat, but it doesn't work the moment Friday night comes along. It only works up till Friday night. So Amar Ravina, I'll tell you, very simple. Shekodam Vesilkoi. Tana didn't mean to say you just leave it there. The Tana means, and of course, once word gets out that the Shlechem is on the Shulchan Shlokedin, someone should go in and make sure it's not there Friday night. Take it off. That's what it must mean.
Put it back the following morning.
Put it back the next morning. Marzutra, it's not such a good pshat. I mean, the pashtus of the sugya over here is that you don't have to worry about it. Isn't that what it means? I mean, afilo alechem al shulchan yomi rabi name bekachlum yanichena lishabbat haba yanichena. I mean, it means you can leave it there. No, it doesn't add up. You know what? I think the pshat is like this. There's no problem over here. Why? Because kivan shesidro shaloka mitzvato nase kibisha sidro hakof. There was no sidur of the lechem aponim. The point of a klisharis mekadesh, a klisharis is not mekadesh on its own. Klisharis is mekadesh when somebody does the kiddush. Over here, it's as if a monkey came and did the kiddush. A monkey can't do the kiddush. This is a question of Schrodinger's cat. Because what level of consciousness does it require now to activate? Oh boy, are you a tired young man. What level of consciousness does it require? A monkey's consciousness is insufficient. This kiddush over here is what? It's lying here. You're saying, let it become the kiddush all on its own. You might as well have had a monkey put it down. The guy, when he put it down, wasn't Mekadosh. So now it just happens to be in this place. No. So where's the act of Kiddush? Explain to me. If a monkey had walked in and put it down now, you would have said that the Shulchan should be Mekadosh. So basically that's what happened. A monkey came in and put it down. So it just appeared on the Shulchan, halakhically speaking.
So then it would never become Kiddush.
It will never become Kiddush. And therefore, in order now to do your job,
you have to pick it up.
But you're going to do that anyway on Shabbos. That's the norm. So comes Shabbos now, six days later. It's not possible, Lina. Do what you always do. That's all it's saying.
You can't eat.
Leave it until the next. No, eat it a week later, like you always would. It's just saying there's no problem. Leave it there. Who cares? And when you come. Oh, hallelujah. Challah of the lechem aponim gets stale. Does your herring ever get stale? It is fresh. Apparently, it's no problem. Speak for yourself.
Very good. Our matzah is good. We still have a couple pieces. But, wait, I'm confused. So, what has happened to this lechem aponim?
Fine, nothing. It's wonderful lechem aponim.
So why can I eat it? It's not good. It
when?
Following Shabbos.
The first Shabbos?
No, the second.
Second Shabbos, you can't eat it.
But who put it there?
The Kohen who came in on Shabbos morning.
You took it off, put it back.
Exactly.
It wasn't that it was exchanged with other problems.
There was no chal, unfortunately, this week to exchange it.
So he did. Even though he said
so all he did, he did what he would normally do, except to use the old chal in place of the new chal. That's all. So all the Tana was saying is leave it till the next Shabbos, and then you'll do the Seder HaShulchan properly. But as far as the Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, being a problem, Leil Shabbos is not a problem. Because the bread being on the Shulchan is not an act of Kiddush. There's no act of Kiddush. And therefore, it doesn't become kaddish.
He's the one that takes it. He's the one that takes it on Friday night. It has to be, the lechem has to be on the shulchan at all times. No? Does the lechem have to be on the
shulchan? What can you do? You didn't have it. You didn't have it.
What is the normal procedure?
Normal procedure is on Shabbos, Kadesh, in the morning, you switch the lechem. You put on the new lechem, you take off the bezifin. We had Shnayim Biyado.
That's right.
They bake the bread of Friday, and they put it on the lecha, put on the shulchan on Shabbos in the morning. But this week they won't have any bread coming off; they'll only have bread going on. It's got to start sometime. What comes first, the chicken or the egg?
What was the original intention when you put it on? Does it matter? If you wanted it to be on the
next
Shabbos,
to be
possible Friday night.
But you can't be Mekadosh at that point, right? Yes, no. I mean, the truth is that Scott has a good question. Tosfos has the question. He's not articulating it well. Why didn't we just say the same thing about the guy who put it on, straight off? He said, somebody put it on Sunday. So he said, okay, see, so he's a monkey. So anyway, there's no problem. Why do we have to go through this whole rigmarole to discover that, okay, so then there's no problem, leave it on, you put it on Shabbos. The problem was that a guy put it on Sunday, but on Sunday, That's not an act of Kiddush. So why don't we say that that's considered to be a monkey straight off the bat, right?
Didn't it take us time to get to that? Isn't that what we're saying?
No. We're saying now only Lagabe, it's being on the Shulchan Leil Shabbos, it's a monkey.
No, we're not saying that.
No, why not say the whole thing is a monkey, and then there's no problem in the first place.
So when did he do it?
So Tosfos says because over here he did it b'kavona. So the act b'kavona you can't say is a monkey. It's the fact that that act was meaningless because the klisharis is not makadosh shelo bizman if it's because it's not. So now the question is, but it's now on the shulchan. On the shulchan is a monkey. There's nobody put it here.
So on that Shabbos, the shulchan was empty.
Yeah, it was empty. As I said, it has to start sometime. What can you do? Happened, it happened. Zeh klal haya b'mikdash. Why did the Kohen Gadol have to go now to the Tvila? Because Kol HaMeisach HaDraglav Ta'un Tvila and Kol HaMatil Mayim needs Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Now our question is, why exactly would you need Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim just because he urinates? What is there about urinating that's Mechayev Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? So Bishlei Meraglayim, I understand that when a person urinates, he often has drops of urine on his feet, in which case it's not, remember that it's talking about he doesn't have feet coverings, he's not wearing anything. He doesn't have leg coverings, because he's basically in those days, they wore a skirt. So he'll get his feet splattered with urine, so he has to wash off his feet. They're not going to walk into the Beis HaMikdash with meraglayim. But Yadayim, why in the world would he need a Kiddush Yadayim? Is Yadayim have not become possible? Yadayim my timer. Omer Rebbe Abba, Zot Omeret Mitzvah L'Shafshef. From here we see that there is a mitzvah to wipe off one's legs and feet after urinating in order that there shouldn't be any drops of urine on him. And in which case now his hands would be dirty, if his hands are dirty. So he requires Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. And Lamaisa, this would be true. They made this takon already, whether or not one was Meshavshim, wasn't Meshavshim. This became now the takona. This has all types of very interesting hashlachot, which are brought halacha Lamaisa, Lagabe the fiyev of Stam, the Tilat Yadayim, and someone who urinates, say he's in the middle of a suvada. Now he needs to go to the bathroom. So what's the halacha over there? Is it similar to this that they were metakein? If you need Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, then lechora you need Netilat Yadayim. Do you need a real Netilat Yadayim? Would you make a brach on that Netilat Yadayim? And so on. All of this is nogea. This, so again, we'll see. We're going to talk about this in Mirtashem on Mitzvah Shabbos. And we have the main sugya coming up.
Do they dry their hands and feet after they do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim?
No.
So why... We're not pushes there that
there
are
people have to be motzi lahas, right? After Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? Everybody knows they just Kiddush Adayim Raglayim.
So if
the person who stom walks out of the bathroom or walks out of a corner with damp feet, Misayel Leila Rabami, and this is a riot to Rabami, the Omer Rabami Asur La Adam, Shietse Benitzotzot Shagave Raglav, a person should bedafka, now it's not a question of your own personal fastidiousness, but rather, you should not walk around with marks of urine on your feet. You know the way people talk. They'll immediately say that he's got some type of malformation, and that's why he's scattering urine. That's the first thing they'll say is, so, his kids probably aren't even his own. So, that's a big jump, yeah. Especially since everybody has water on them. But, you know, that's the way it goes. I mean, it's him who's no good. I'm fine. You know? Because why they'll figure, why is he spattered with urine? Normal human being, he can't take care of himself and so on. Jason, he must have some kind of problem. He's got some kind of genital malformation that scatters his urine. So if he scatters his urine, so he'll probably scatter also his semen. So how does he, or he's sterile or something, who knows? So the natural first thing they'll say is, I don't want to marry that family. Listen, they also say about him that he sent his kids to the Mizrahi Cheder.
No.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they say.
Anyway.
Right. And the next thing you know is that he used the Rabbanut Aksher. It can come to the most horrible things. So Mamela, Mamzerus is only the beginning. So Mamela, you want to be very careful about that. It's an amazing sugya, but we'll discuss it now. It's not.
Yeah, another day.
I keep doing it. Okay. I've been doing it all week, probably Thursday, Friday. I don't know.
Thursday.
Thank you. Om Rabbi Abu, my time at the Rebbe, Dirtiv Lam Natsiach Al Ayala Tashacha, Ma Ayala Zo, Karnea Mavtzilot Lekan Lekan, Av Shachar Ze Mavtzil Lekan Lekan. Om Rabbi Zera Lom, Nimshala Esther La Ayala, Lomar Lecha Ma Ayala Zo, Rachamat Tsar V'Chaviva Ba'ala, Kol Sha'a V'Sha'a K'Sha'a Rishona, Av Esther Hayta Chaviva L'Achashverosh, Kol Sha'a V'Sha'a K'Sha'a Rishona. Om Rabbi Asa, Loma Nimshla Esther Lishachar, which by the way was very important for the Etzem Tehila. Remember, she's coming in now after 30 days of not being called, and she's relying on her seductive abilities. That's the Kasher Avadati Avadati. So this is, it's saying that she retained the entire power of her seductiveness vis-a-vis Achashverosh, which is central to the whole story. Om Rabas, Lama Nimshala Esther Lashachar, by the way, as far as Scott's question is concerned, there's an Alshech who said, Gamaniv, and that's a beautiful chat, Gamaniv and Arotai Atsum Kain. It's basically Atsum Kain. She said, Gamaniv and Arotai. Atsum Kain equals Chof Nun equals 70. Whereas everybody else was fasting 72 hours. Says the Alshech, because Chazal say, if somebody fasts for 3 days, he gets terribly bad breath. So she couldn't go in there with bad breath, obviously. So she needed to fast only 70 hours. That way she would be able to atzum kain. So much for Scott's horror. Somebody already thought about it. Yeah. So, Lama Nimshala Esther Lashachar, Lomalacha Mashachar, Sofkala Laila, Fester Sofkala Nisim. Ve'ika Chanukah, Nitalika Teivka Amrina. Well, what about if old even Esther was lo nitnalikatev? So then what's the comparison to Shachar if there were going to be other Nisim anyway? Michael Amima. Mukim laka Rabbi bin Yomin bar Yefet omer Rabbi Elazar. Yom Rabbi bin Yomin bar Yefet omer Rabbi Elazar lama nimshul tefilat anjastatikim, which is called a Shachar. Ki ayelet lo mar lacha ma ayala zo kozman shebegadelet karneha mavtsilot hav tzadikim kozman shemar bin betefilah tefilotan nishma'at. Shachar tu eta tamid imat. I don't get it. Even in b'shar yimot ha'shana, how did Kohen Gadol get into the story? Elo b'yom ha'kipurim, how did the moon get into the story? Mor alavana mi'ika? Okay, come on. V'yom ha'kipurim, getting back to the story of Seder Yuma. Kiyomar barak bar kayo rilu Kohen Gadol b'et ha'tfilah. Tani avu the Rabbi Yovin lo zo bil vadamru. El af milikat ha'of, ukmitzat ha'mincha, v'layla, tisarev. Now, bishlim olat ha'of, okay. Might have a hobby, can't put it back together. Komitz ha'mincha, what's the problem? Nehadra, nehader, menik mitzah b'yamama, then everything will be okay. Hu tani lavu omarlo, this proves that kli sharet ha'mekachin afilo shalo b'zmano. Therefore, it was already nifsal, mitzah. Zehakla, kol hakarev bayom, kadosh bayom, v'chol hakarev balayla, kadosh bein bayom bein balayla. Katani miyat kol hakarev bayom, kadosh bayom, bayom bein balayla lo. Maybe it just means any kadosh likarev, but it will still be kadosh vipasel. Motiv Rabbi Zera, how about this? Siderat alechem et abizichim achar ha-shabbat. V'iktirat abizichim b'shabbat, keitzad yaaseh, yanichenu l'shabbat haba'a. Shafil amdal ha-shulchan yamim rabim, ein bekach klu, omar, tikdosh v'tipasel if yod klishar esu bekachim shalom bizmana lipasel. Omar Rova, that's a great question, man. Man deka motiv shapa ka motiv. On the other hand, we cannot deny the source of avod rabavim. He also matnita ka'ama. But that's the point. Kasavar, laila ina mechuzizman, only yom is mechuzizman. So, you didn't help us. Because now, kimoti beshimshe, Friday night, the lechem should be tikdosh v'tifso. Amravina, I guess we'll have to say, someone has to come in, kadam asilka before. Marzud, v'teim ravash says, no, you don't have to say that. Afilu teima b'shaloki dem asilka. But kivan shesidro shaloka mitzvato. So nasi kemar shesidro akof now on Friday night. Not l'chatchila. Ze haklal haya b'mikdash. Bishlei ma raglayim need kiddusha. Raglayim, understand. Because mishum nitzotzot. But yadayim, my timer. Omer Rabbi Avu zotomet mitzvah lo shavshev, using your hand. Misayel Rabami, Dom Rabami, Asur la Adam, Shietse benitzotzot shagabe raglav, Vipnei shindirek yichrut shofcha, Umotzi la'azal banav, Shehimam zerim.